Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Here we go. Averillo moves in and over she goes. Dogs 28, Dragons 6. All those expert comments are thanks to Cbus Super, delivering consistent long-term returns for members. Woodsy, who's your man of the match?
Look, I think Joshie Jackson's been enormous today, but I think the tender bin's hurt him, and Jake Averillo, I can't go past him, mate. Yeah. He set up a couple of tries, and he scored one himself, so he's been a big game from the halfback.
Mate, it's been a big game from Woodsy. Mate, he's been sensational on the sideline. You know what? I'm going to have more rest, and Woodsy can do my job.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks, big deal.
Well, all right. Do you make these decisions, or are you making the decisions now?
I'm making decisions.
Well, I'm going to come to you in future. There's a short kickoff again, taken by the Dragons. Two to go. They trail 28-6. Who's your man of the match, Ryan?
Oh, gee, I like the work of Marshall King at dummy half. Hard to go past Averillo. Outstanding. Yeah. A couple of tries and been involved in everything, but Jackson's been good. Marshall King's been good. Thompson was really good. 160 metres, 16 runs.
Corey Waddell, in the back of the neck.
As we see a crusher tackle there from Waddell. But, yeah.
So you've gone...
I'm going Marshall King, but the boys have gone Averillo, so I get outvoted.
All right, Vaughan now.
It's a majority around here, isn't it?
Yeah, I think Jake
Averillo.
Well, who
did you go for?
I was going to go for Jake.
He's scored two tries.
Pardon?
He scored two tries.
Yeah, he had it.
Marshall King got a try, didn't he?
Hey?
Marshall King got
one. Yeah, he got a good try as well. Laurie now is 2 metres out. Well, I'll be starting to talk about the finals now. The Doggies after this win today. Back now for Norman. Goes out to Hunt. Left side, no back up the middle. They go once again with Bird, who hasn't been sighted off Nobbies. And he'll play at 9 metres out, just to the left-hand side of the upright. Never mind about what I can do for you, Del. You worry about what you can do for me. Now they go right side once again. Vaughan, Norman, Harbour Bridge pass to Rabba. Over is he, tips it back in field. The ball is still alive. I think the referee's seen a forward pass. He has. And, well, there'll be 53 seconds left. And that'll be just about all they wrote for this one. It's been a great game for the Doggies. They've had a win, 28 points to 6. Well, there's 40 seconds to go, and they've deserved it today too. They've played 80 minutes of footy.
Yeah, mate, they played really good football, and this is what they deserve. They deserve this win today because they put in all the effort. And I've got to say, I've been so impressed with Woodsy. So, mate, he's done everything right. He tipped the Bulldogs along with you. And they're going to finish it off here.
Hang on, if we give Woodsy a job, we're going to have to let one off. We're going to have to tell someone like that. We're going to have to Corey Norman someone if we bring Woodsy on.
Well, let me go, mate. Let me go.
Let's just let you go.
Just let me go.
All right, well, there you go. Well, you make the call. Yeah. Wendell will go at the end of the year. Woodsy will give up his career and come on.
Yeah, here we go.
Okay. And it is 3 seconds left in this game. It's all over. The Dogs have beaten the Dragons 28 points to 6. The Dogs' second win for the season. And sadly, they are still last, but I tell you what, a win's a win. Trent Barrett is celebrating. That's as good as they've looked all year. The Doggies down to the sideline. Aaron Woods, you tipped it, mate.
Yeah, look, you could tell by the way their warm-up was. They were so intense. They looked like they're ready for a big game. And, mate, they just delivered. You know, I thought the Dragons were quietly ill-disciplined today, and they just let the Bulldogs off the hook every time. You know, repeat sets, turn them into 20-metre restarts and just piggyback the Dogs up the other end of the field. So, mate, credit to the Dogs, and they've done us Sharkies fans are proud today.
Yes, thank you, Woodsy. Dogs 28, Dragons 6. We're going to take a break, come back and analyse this one. Triple M's Play of the Day as we rock the footy.
The Triple M NRL Play of the Day.
Goes across to Jackson. Averillo gets it away to Meany. Meany takes the
ball. Nice.
Back inside to Averillo. He's over
quick.
The 20. He needs support.
Oh,
no, he doesn't. He doesn't need support at all. Averillo, beautiful individual brilliance there, and they score.
Triple M rocks footy this half. Brought to you by the Triton. It's Mitsubishi's toughest ute ever. Nothing can frighten a Triton. See your Mitsubishi dealer today. Coming up, the verdict. Remember to show some etiquette. It's good old-fashioned etiquette when betting, like never comparing the size of your bets or borrowing from your mates, no matter how pretty the filly. Show some etiquette today.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
Welcome back to it. A great win for the Dogs, I beg your pardon, here today. 28 points to 6. And, Woodsy tipped it. The upset, well, yeah, it was an important one for the Dragons to win, but unfortunately they couldn't get the job done today. But before we go any further, there's not a lot more to be said about this game, really, other than it puts the it keeps the Dragons in that logjam of teams in and around the bottom of the eight. But Origin, let's talk a bit of Origin, Del. Yeah. What about the next game being on a Sunday at Suncorp?
Awesome. I can't wait for you to talk Origin. Look, so I've got to be honest. I expected New South Wales to probably win. I thought their squad was strong. Their outside five always worried me. And I actually said it last week, and I think I said it at the Star when with Serlo. What worried me the most was when you got Latrell Mitchell and Tom Trbojevic in the centres, mate, you got two, you know, Lamborghinis or Ferraris there. So, but everything New South Wales did was quality. And it hurt me to see Queensland get beaten like that. I reckon 20-6 was a bit of fool's gold or halftime. Like, they were lucky to be that close. Yep. And no disrespect to Queensland, but they were played in every facet of the game. Tommy Turbo, mate, he was everywhere. Mm. But I love the way that Tarek Sims played. I love the way they all played together. I don't want to give him too much love. But for Queensland, it's going to have to be a big effort to come back in game two in Brisbane.
But can they?
Do you want me to put my Queensland hat on? You want me to put the hat that I see Origin football about?
I want you to put your Origin football on.
Okay. Mm. I will always tip Queensland.
Yeah.
Suncorp Stadium, I've tipped against them before when I haven't wanted to. What I saw from New South Wales, this Origin series is there to lose. Because of the way they play through their forwards, they look happy, they look relaxed. Jerome Luai, mate, he looks like he belongs on that stadium, that stage. We got a couple of players to bring back. But Papalihi, Ponga, you know, those sort of players that we need, we're going to have to be out at our best. If the Queensland boys are at their best, they're every chance. But I've got to say, what I'm seeing from New South Wales at the moment, it's so good. And they haven't overplayed their hand either. So they've enjoyed the win. But I'm telling you now, their team could get stronger. And someone goes, how can they get stronger? I said, mate, Angus Crichton, he's having his best season.
But would they pick Crichton?
Freddie's very loyal. But I think Angus Crichton, you've got to put him in the 17. Mate, he was going to be there. This is his best football since he's left South. But even at South, he was good. Angus Crichton is too good of a player not to be in that Origin stage. I feel sorry for Liam Martin if he gets replaced, but that's Freddie's call. Sterlo said that you shouldn't change. Remember yesterday, Sterlo said probably you shouldn't change. Yeah. Like, I agree. And, mate, I'd feel sorry if one of the players got replaced or something. But you never know. There could be an injury. But I'm just saying Queensland, they've got some soul searching to do, because even Paul Green, because he's a rookie Origin coach, there's a lot to put in this. And I don't want to talk New South Wales up, but that was as good as I've seen since some of the best Queensland sides over the last probably 10, 15 years. That win was just in Townsville, all the North Queenslanders there, and they just came firing. And even after the game, they looked so relaxed. Before the game, they looked so relaxed. So I want Queensland to win, but we're going to have to dig deep and dig very, very deep.
Okay, well, we'll see you next week with the Triple M NRL call team.
Yes, I'll see you on Saturday up at Newcastle.
Right.
I virtually get the week off. Dead Set Legends, I think Benji Marshall might be taking my place. And,
All right, mate. Well, we'll see you up there in the beautiful city of Newcastle.
Yes.
Great win for the Dogs today. 28-6 over the Dragons. On behalf of Ryan, Wendell, Aaron Woods and Maroon, here are the highlights as Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M NRL game highlights.
Now it's with Avarillo. Gets the pass away to Hetherington. He needs support. Ball comes loose.
Knock on
Dragons. Penalty goes to the Dogs.
Surely they're not taking the two. Oh, no.
Yeah, they are taking the two.
I guess when they're there, Dill, you got to take them.
He's kicked it. And so the Dogs lead the Dragons 2-0. Here comes a kick across the face of the uprights. Up goes
Matt. Wow.
Tui Katoa comes down with the ball. Wow. But does he get the ball down? McCulloch gets it away to Norman. Norman, he puts a little kick in. Villiamis chasing, takes it on the full and scores a great try in the corner. Someone's got to go to the bin here.
For what?
You got it.
You were told, mate. Yeah. You were told.
They don't need that, the Bulldogs.
15 to the break. Josh Jackson has been sent to the sin bin. You're inside the 10. Back toward the centre it goes to Avarillo. He's gone right through and scores a beautiful Doggies drive. Little sneaky halfback. That opened up like the Sydney Heads. He went through. He's put the Doggies on the board. Goes across to Jackson. Avarillo gets it away to Meaney. Meaney.
Oh, nice.
Back inside to Avarillo. He's over
quick.
The 20. He needs support.
Oh,
no, he doesn't. He doesn't need support at all. Avarillo Beautiful individual brilliance there, and they score. Now they're right in the centre of the park. Which way do they go here? Marshall King at dummy half again.
Oh, yeah,
he goes on his own and scores a beautiful doggy's try right out of the post. Believe it or not, the Dogs 22 lead the Dragons 6. Wakeham, he got a pass away. The ball's going to be caught, I think. No, it's still away. Get him, Elliott. Reaches out and scores. Elliott scores a try. And that will be just about the ball game, one would think.
The Dogs are barking. Who let their dogs out? Woodsy called it. The Dogs came to play today.
It's all over. The Dogs have beaten the Dragons 28 points to 6. The Dogs' second win for the season.
McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.